This year is an Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos, as we started discussing last week, as we know. And it brings with it some very interesting halachas. I think what's most famous nowadays is the halacha of Shalashudis. When are you supposed to eat Shalashudis? You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah, what are you supposed to eat? But the truth is the halachas of Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos go much deeper than Shalashudis. The Gemara itself discusses this, and there's a question whether and what part of the Karban Pesach is Docheh the Shabbos. So that means, let's just go over the basic details. The Torah says that you have to shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan. Now the 15th day of Nisan is Pesach, is a Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. And the 14th day, of course, is Erev Pesach, and the Shechitas HaKarban happens on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis, Elu Dvorim BePesach Dochen Es HaShabbos. So these are the following areas or parts of the Karban Pesach that are Dochen the Shabbos that we can do on Shabbos. And the two that are most important for us are Shechita, so Zrikas Damo. You can do the Shechitas HaKarban, and you do the Zrikas HaDam. Now this shouldn't be so surprising, because we know the halacha is that karbanos that are brought on a daily basis or on a at a particular period of time, what we call, they have a zman kavua. So their docha Shabbos, the karban tamid shal shachar and the karban tamid shal ben harbayim, which are brought every single day, are brought not just on the weekdays. They're brought on Yom Tov, they're brought on Yom Kippur, they're brought on Shabbos as well. The typical source that's quoted, which is one of the sources, there are a number of sources in the Gemara to prove that a carbon that has a zman kavua, that has a set time for the carbon tum, and it's every single day. For the carbon Pesach, it happens to be only once a year, but it still has a zman kavua. So it's docha the Shabbos because it says that you have to bring the carbon tum bim moado, and chazal darshan bim moado mean in its time, whether it's chol yom kippur or Shabbos, you always bring the carbon tum. Shal shachar, you always bring the carbon tum shabbat arba, you always bring the carbon musafin, despite the fact that when you bring these carbonos, they have part of the hakravas hakarban is violating actions which in other contexts would be yisuri daraisa. To shecht an animal is an isur daraisa on Shabbos. You can't shecht an animal in order to eat it on Shabbos. It's volite the yisur of shochet, the malach of shochet. Yet we have a special pasuk that says in the Beis Hamikdash it's allowed, but ma'ado afilu b'Shabbos. It's not the only area of halacha that's docha Shabbos. You do bris milah on Shabbos. You do karban pesach on Shabbos. There are other areas where there's special psukim gzeras hakosvos that tell us that we could be docha the Shabbos. One of them is the fact that the karban pesach is docha Shabbos. That's the sixth perek. Samachei Amid Beis. The sixth perek begins with this halacha that when erev pesach falls out on Shabbos, the karban pesach is docha es haShabbos. Elu dvarim bePesach docha es haShabbos. What part? Shchitaso uzrikas damo. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, and the Mishnah elaborates, and the Gemara discusses, not every part of bringing the carbon is docha the Shabbos. Some things that you could have done yesterday are not docha the Shabbos. Parts of the carbon that are not migufa de Pesach are not docha the Shabbos. But the ikar hakravas hakarbon is docha the Shabbos. Now, it sounds pretty simple, and yet, the Nesiim of the time, that's the Gedolei Hador of the time, while they were still living in the Beis, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, about 100 years before the Churban Bayis, developed a suffix, a doubt about whether this is true. They weren't, it's hard to understand what exactly happened that they can come up with such a suffix. But the Gemara, the first Gemara, Daf Samach Vav Amin Aleph, on this Mishnah, tells us that the B'nai B'Seira, who were the Nesiim of the time, were Mesupuk about whether the Pesach is in fact Docha the Shabbos. The Gemara says, on Daf Samach Vav Amin Aleph, about 10 lines down, Tana Rab. This halacha, Rashi says, she pesach docha Shabbos, that the carbon pesach is brought on Shabbos. She pesach docha Shabbos. Nis alma mi b'nei b'seira. They forgot. They forgot the halacha. Rashi says, who are the b'nei b'seira? Maybe they were just stam chevra that lived, far away from the Jewish community, and they didn't know. Rashi tells them, no. The b'nei b'seira were the nesiim. They were the heads of the community. They were the gedolei hador. And yet they forgot that whether the Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. And then the Gemara continues, Pamachas, Chol Arba also Lios B'Shabbos. One year, as is going to happen in a few weeks, like this year, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Yud Dali, which is Erev Pesach, fell out on Shabbos. Shachachu V'lo Yodu, and Pesach Docha the Shabbos. They forgot They didn't know if Pesach is Dochah the Shabbos. Imlav. Amru, so they started to ask around, are there any Tamidei Chachamim here? Does anybody know about Halacha? Or whether the Korban Pesach is Dochah the Shabbos? Klum Adam. Yesh, Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodeh, and Pesach Dochah the Shabbos Imlav. So word got around that there was a young Talmud Chacham, his name was Hillel HaBavli. Amru Lohem, Adam Echad Yesh Sha'olam Mibavel. The Hillel HaBavli Shema. There was some of them in Hillel HaBavli. Apparently, he wasn't Hillel HaZaken yet. He wasn't yet Hillel HaZaken. He was Hillel HaBavli. Sounds like when it was in his younger years. But he was Mishamesh the two Gedoli Hador Shmaya Vavtalyom. As we know from Perkei Avos, that Hillel Vishamai were Mekabel from Shmaya Vavtalyom. And he would know in Pesach Dochas HaShabbos. So they sent for him, Imlav Shalchu Vakarolo, Amalo Kulumata Yodem, Pesach Dokas the Shabbos Imlav. Do you not know, or do you know if Pesach is the Karban Pesach Dokas the Shabbos? You know, Pesach's just in a few weeks, and we have to know, should we tell the people, is Pesach Dokas the Shabbos or not? Amalahem, he said to them, V'chi Pesach Echad Yeshlanu B'Sharosh Dokas the Shabbos. Is there only one Karban Pesach that's brought a year that's Dokas the Shabbos? Hillel was being very, very sharp with them. He wasn't just answering yes or no. He was dealing them giving them a whole limud, a whole yalfusa, a whole lamdus. Is there only one Karban Pesach brought a year that's docha the Shabbos? V'halo harbe yoseh mimosayim psachim yesh lanu b'shana shadocha nesha Shabbos. We bring more than 200 Pesachs, 200 psachim that are docha the Shabbos. So now they got them real curious. Amrlo menayin lecha. What are you talking about? We bring the Karban Pesach once a year. What does it mean? 200 psachim a year? Amar lahem nemar moado bepesach. V'nemar moado betamid. It says the word moado bepesach, and it says moado betamid. Ma moado in its time. Ha'amar betamid. That's said by the Karban Tamid that's brought every single day. Doches haShabbos. Just like the Karban Tamid is doches the Shabbos. Af moado ha'amor b'pesach doches haShabbos. So to the moado that's said by the Karban Pesach is doches the Shabbos. Is doches the Shabbos. Rashi says, in the Divrei Hamasa v'chi pesach echad, the fourth Rashi on the Gemara, v'chi pesach echad yesh lanu shedoches haShabbos v'alo yosef mimasayim psachum yesh lanu shedoches haShabbos klomar. Every single Shabbos, we bring two carbon tamids a day. Every single Shabbos, chamishim Shabbos, chol Shabbos, Shabbos, arba kvasim. You bring a carbon tamid shel shachar, a carbon tamid shel ben harbayim, and you bring two kvasim for the musafin. Hare masayim levat, besides the Shabbosim that fall out during Pesach, that have more musafin that are brought. You're talking about over 200 karbanos that are brought on Shabbos, the karban tamid, the karban musafin, the karban musafin shal yomtiv shechal yos b'Shabbos. So Hillel is telling the B'nai B'Sera, don't you realize that there's no difference between the karban Pesach and the karban tamid? And basically what he's saying is that the karban tamid is a karban shezmano kavua. And since the halacha is that a karban shezman kavua, that has a set time, as opposed to, let's say, someone wants to bring a karban todah, because he got out of the hospital, he went on a plane, he took a trip on some ship. So he wants to bring a carbon todah. Someone wants to bring a carbon chatos. So that doesn't have a zman kavua. You can bring a carbon todah on Tuesday, next week, a month from now. A carbon chatos can be brought anytime. Someone wants to bring stam a carbon olas nedava. There's no zman kavua. That's not docha Shabbos. But the carbon tamid, which is docha Shabbos, and you bring that 200, who knows, 220, 225 Karbanos every year on Shabbos. So too, the Karban Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. So immediately, the Gemara goes on to say, they made Hillel the Rosh Hashiva. They gave him the position on the spot. Everybody stepped down, they gave Hillel the position. Miyad hoshivuhu berosh, v'inu nosi aleim, v'hayadoresh kol yom kulu b'hilchas ha-Pesach. So he's, the whole day, he was darshaning Hilchas Pesach. It was a month before Pesach. They made Hillel the Gadol Hadar. They made him the Rosh Hashiva, and that was it. One way to get the job. One way to get the job is you're passing correctly. When everyone else forgets the halacha, they gave him the job. That's the Gemara that we're going to do today. That's the Gemara. The question, of course, is the B'nai B'Sera when they see him, they were the Gadol Hadar of the time. They must have had, it's hard to swallow As the Bnei Yoshua himself asks in the Likutim, in the end of, you're not going to find it in Hilchos Pesach, and most of the prints in the Bnei Yoshua, it's at the end of the Chela Gimel, they have Likutim from the Bnei Yoshua has, you know, additions. And he asks the question, how could Bnei B'Seira forget when the Pesach Doch of the Shabbos? I mean, first of all, it sounds like it's a pretty simple halacha. Ma Moado, Omer B'Tamid Doch as a Shabbos. Av Pesach says Moado, it's Doch as a Shabbos. Why should there be a difference between the two? So the Bnei Yeshua has a whole fancy explanation that Bnei B'Seira knew that the Pesach was Doch of the Shabbos. They knew that. What they were unsure about is that after you bring the Korban Pesach, and you shech the Korban Pesach, and you do the Zrikas Adam, and you have different parts of the Korban Pesach that are brought on the Mizbeach, that there's a Haktara on the Mizbeach, they weren't sure, should they do that on Shabbos? Or should they wait till after Shabbos to do the Haktaras HaChalovim? That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns the whole sugya, the whole suffix of the Bnei B'Seira, was whether the Haktara is Doch or the Shabbos. Okay, we're going to suggest something else, and that's as follows. The Sephorno in Shmos on the Pasuk, and you have this in your in the Makaros that I sent out. You can take a look inside. It's not, we're just going to mention it just for a moment. But the Sephorno, matter of fact, if it's helpful, actually you can pull it up. But the Sephorno writes on the Pasuk, Moha Voda Hazos Lochem, one of the sons asks the father, Moha Voda Hazos Lochem. What is this avoda for you? So the question, of course, is that the son, what's he asking? He's not just stop asking a question. What are we doing here? He's asking a lomdish question. He's asking a halakha question. There's something different about this carbon than the other carbonos. You see, the carbon Pesach is actually very different. And the reason why it's different is because the carbon Pesach, every other carbon throughout the year, you bring a carbon, and the moment that you bring the carbon and you shech the carbon and the zrikas hadam, so right away, and certainly after you do the haktara of the chalavim on the mizbeach, so there's no wait time till when you have to eat the carbon. There's no such thing as I bring a carbon on Tuesday. And whether it's a carbon yachid or it's a carbon sibor, any carbon yachid that you're allowed to eat, unlike a carbon ola, you're allowed to eat. Some carbonos only the zechere kahuna eat, some carbonos even the bailam get to eat. But any carbon that's a carbon hanecha from the carbonos hanecha, after you bring the carbon, you can start eating. You do the zrikas adam, you bring the fats on the mizbeach, you can start eating the carbon. And yet by carbon pesach, there's something different. We bring the carbon on yudalid, and we don't eat it till Tesvav. It's a little bit of a fun. This is what they have. We have this lag of when you're not allowed to eat the carbon. Furthermore, in Daf Yomi, I don't know, it must be about five, six weeks ago, the very beginning of the fifth perek, Tamid Nishchat, which discusses the halachas of the carbon Pesach, the way that the Masechta Psachim is broken down is that the first three prakim deal with chametz u'matzah. The fourth parak deals with minhagim. The fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth parak deals with the carbon pesach, and eventually we get the carbon pesach sheni. Then the tenth parak, which the daf is doing now, deals with the seder, halachas of kiddush, havdalah, and basically at some point in kuf yud gimel, kuf yud dal, we'll get to the actual laws and the halachas and the minhagim of the seder. So right in the very beginning of Tamid Nishchat, the Gemara tells us that there's something unique about the carbon Pesach, unlike any other carbon of the year. Every other carbon of the year, there's a halacha. Every single day, as we mentioned before, we're being a carbon tamid, two carbonos a day. The carbon tamid shall shachar, the carbon tamid shall bein harbaim. The halacha is any carbon that you bring during the day has to be brought between the carbon tamid shall shachar and the carbon tamid shall bein harbaim. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to bring a carbon before the tamid shall shachar, and you can't bring a carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Harbaim. It has to be sandwiched in between the Shal Shachar and the Shal Bein Harbaim. That's the halacha. And there's one exception to the rule. The one exception to the rule is the Carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach, for some reason, the Gemara is going to explain based on Psukim, we bring the Carbon Pesach after the Tamid Shal Bein Harbaim. On Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, if you want to take a look in Gemara Pesachim, Nun Ches Amid Beis, the last line of the Daf, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Tamid Kodem LePesach, the Tamid comes before the Pesach. Usually, there's no such thing. Every carbon's brought before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. That's the halacha. It says, V'hikter Olech Chalvei Hashlamim, that after the Tamid Shel Shachar, you have to bring all the carbonos, Olech, Hashlem kolar karbanos kula. Every carbon has to be brought after the Shel Shachar, but before the Bein Harbayim. And there's one exception. What's the exception? The carbon Pesach. Why? So the first line in Gemara, Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Yeuchar Dover Shnemar Bo Be'erev U Bein Harbayim, the Dover Shalom Nemar Bo Be'erev and the Bein Harbayim Bulvad. You should bring a carbon by which it says the words that you have to bring the carbon Pesach. Both v'shachta v'asol kol kaladas Yisrael bein harbayim, you have to bring it bein harbayim, and it also says about the korban pesach tizbech as a pesach bo'erev. So when it comes to the korban pesach, it says both bo'erev and bein harbayim, and the korban tamid shall bein harbayim. It just says bring it as a kevesach tase bein harbayim. So it sounds like the korban pesach, it's not only brought at Bein Harbayim, but it's brought Ba'erev, which sounds a little later than Bein Harbayim. So Chazal understand that the carbon Pesach is an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule. Every other carbon is brought before the Bein Harbayim. The carbon Pesach is brought after the Bein Harbayim. After the Bein Harbayim. The Seferno writes in Shmos Perek Yud Beis on the Pasuk, Maha Avodah Hazos Lochem, says part of the question of the son was asking the father. Now, this father better be well prepared. He must know his Masechta very, very well. He has to learn Be'iyun, because this son is coming at him with questions that are, these are really strong questions. And he says, why is it that the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? Man Nishtana HaKarban Hazem, Mikol HaKarbanos. Every other Karban the whole year is brought before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. The Sforno writes, She'ena b'yom mikro kodesh kishara kabbanos v'lo togs man shara kabbanos. This avodah is completely different. First of all, how come this carbon is not brought on Pesach itself? Every other carbon on Sukkot, we bring a special carbon for Sukkot on Sukkot. When we bring a special carbon for Shavuos, we bring it on Shavuos. Here, we're bringing the Karban Pesach before. Why are you bringing it before? Bring it on Pesach. First question. All right, now this father starts the schvitz. Second question, how come the carbon, if you're bringing it the day before, you know, why not bring it on Pesach? I have to bring it the day before. Okay, but why not bring it on the normal time between the two tamids? Why bring it after? Below, toch zman charar karbanos, shumi tamid shal shachar ad tamid shal ben harbayim. Why are you bringing it after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? So this son is on fire. This son comes back from yeshiva. He's been learning Eretz Yisrael. He comes back. The father is now schwitzing. He goes to the rabbi. The rabbi says, I don't know what to tell you with such a son. Send him to send him to Brisk. Let him learn by Rav Rosenzweig, Rav Schachter. I don't know what to tell you. So, but we have to. It's Pesach night. We have to have something to say. We can't just send him off to the gedolim. We have to have something to say. So. This is what we're going to say. The Sforno says as follows. The reason why the carbon Pesach is so much different than every other carbon is because the carbon Pesach is in fact a carbon that really should be brought at night. The carbon Pesach is not a carbon of Yom Yudalid. It really doesn't belong on Yom Yudalid. The Torah says bring it on Yom Yudalid, of course. That's what we have to do. But you want to know what the Iker Zman HaKarban is? The Iker Zman HaKarban Pesach is really Leil Tesvav. Really, that's the night. That night of Leil HaSeder, of Leil Tesvav, when it all went down, when it all, but when we went free, when the Geula happened at Chatzos already. Now, we didn't actually leave till the next morning, but by the morning, we were already out. We were already on the way. We were already moving at some point. When we actually left, that's a machlokes. It definitely wasn't at night, but the geula happened at night, the Gemara says. The geula, you know what it's like? It's like, I don't know if anybody's ever had this situation, but if you're in a job that you really don't like and you can't stand the job, you can't stand the boss, you got to get out. And you're miserable for 2 years of it until finally you get another job. And now you give your notice. 2 weeks notice. Now, the next 2 weeks are the best 2 weeks of your life. They're the best 2 weeks of your life. Why? For the last 2 years, I hadn't yet decided that I was leaving and I was still stuck. Now, after you give notice and that's it, you're leaving and you have another job and you're set, now you can calm down. The geula already happened. You haven't left yet. No, I've left. I've given my note. I'm out of here. Paro already says you can leave. The moment Paro says they can leave, it's gone. It's over. The geula already happened. When we physically leave, that doesn't matter. So the geula really happens Leil Tesvav. The geula happens Leil Tesvav. So this carbon Pesach should have happened Leil Tesvav. So why don't we bring the carbon on Leil Tesvav? Why not bring the carbon Balayla? If you take a look at the Sephorno Perek Tezayin environments, the second Maror Malkum that I sent, the Sephorno writes, "Will be Yos She'ein Carbon Balayla." Listen, really the carbon Pesach should be brought at night. That's the Ikar Zman. There's only one slight problem. There's a separate detail, a separate halacha, that you don't bring karbanos at night. You can't do a shchitas ha-carbon. You can't do a zrikas ha-dam at night. Can't do it. That's the halacha. As a matter of fact, if you look at Rashi, if you take a look at Rashi on Daf Samech Amid Beis, the first line of the Mishnah, Rashi says something interesting. Elu dvarim dochenes ha-shabbos. Back to the Mishnah. Elu dvarim pe-pesach dochenes ha-shabbos. L'kamei b'gemara mefarish menolam. The Gemara is going to explain how we know this. And then the Gemara says, Rashi says, shchitoso uzrikas damo e efshar ela bayom. Tiksiv b'yom tzavoso Lahakrif is carbonayim beyom velo balayla. Rashi tells us, you know, it's the only time that you can do it is by day. What's Rashi telling us there? You can only do it by day. You can only do the shechita and the zrika by day, and therefore you have no choice but to be doch in the Shabbos. The ksiv, as it says, beyom tzavos is lahakrif is carbonayim. The halacha is you can only be makriv karbanos. When we say hakrov is karbanos, we're not talking about the haktara. But the ikar kapara is bedam. So the shechita and the zrikas ha-carbon can only be done by day. Therefore, Rashi's telling us something interesting. As a matter of fact, the Rashash asks the question on Rashi. Why does Rashi, right here on the spot, on Daf Samache, the Rashash asks, why doesn't Rashi just say, the reason why you have to do it by day is because the Torah says, Bein Harbayim. It says Bein Harbayim. That's by day. So the answer is because really it says Tizbach as a Pesach ba'erev as well. Maybe we might have thought in theory that the carbon Pesach would be an exception that you bring this carbon actually at night because the Nes happens and the Gula happens Leil Tesvav. And therefore maybe the exception of the carbon Pesach is so intense that we can make an exception to the halacha that you can be makriv a carbon at night as well. So the Mishnah comes to tell us, listen, I understand the attention. I understand that you really want to bring this carbon at night because that's really where it belongs. It belongs on Leil Tesvav. And midin the carbon Pesach, you really can bring it at night because from the Pesach perspective, it really that's when this carbon belongs. It belongs to be brought on Leil Tesvav. The only thing is, we can't bring up, there's a separate halacha that by all karbanos and carbon Pesach still has the status of a carbon. You can't bring it at night. So we have no choice but to bring it by day. But if that's true, we can understand why the halacha is that even though we have to bring it by day, it's not really a carbon shal yom yudalid. It's really a carbon of the next day. So what can we do in order to highlight this idea that the carbon Pesach is brought by day, but it really belongs to the night? You know what we can do? We can bring it after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. You see, all karbanos of a day, if they belong to today, then they have to be done between today's carbon Tamid Shel Shachar and today's carbon Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. But if you have a carbon that's a carbon that really belongs to the next day, but we're forced to bring the carbon by day because you can't bring a carbon at night. So then what we'll do is we'll say, okay, you have to bring it by day, I understand. You have to bring it by day. But we're going to bring it by day after all the other korbanos of the previous day have been brought, of that day have been brought. And not only that, but the closing korban has also been brought. Even the korban tamei shabbat hamayim, which is usually the door that closes. We close the door, no more korbanos today. And now we say, okay, the korban pesach can come in. Because it has to be done by day, but it really is a korban that belongs to the next night. So it's a different type of korban. And therefore we can understand that we bring it by day, but it's by day at a time that belongs to the next day. And that's the chiddush of Korban Pesach. That's the chiddush of Korban Pesach. And by the way, there's something very interesting now. There is an interesting minhag. I'm sure you have friends. Maybe you're one of the chevra as well, that have a minhag to bake their matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Have you heard of such a minhag? Minhag Rashi. It's brought down B'Shem Rashi. The Vilna Gaon is docha the minhag entirely. But there is a minhag. I know one of my chavruses, Baruch Zev Halberstam, I know he has this minhag from the Bab of a dynasty, from the Shin of a dynasty, that the chassidim very often, I don't know if they'll be able to do it this year, they probably will. They bake matzahs, they have a chavrut to go bake matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why? What's the svara? You got a shatzer. And by matzah was baked 3 months ago. What's the idea of baking matzahs dafka erev Pesach after Chatzos? So the answer is that there's a hekesh between matzah and Pesach. A matzah from Rorim Yochli of the matzah with the Pesach. So they darshan that not only is the matzah when it comes to achilas hamatzah hukash compared and has a hekesh to Pesach, but even the hachonas hamatzahs have to be done at the same time that the Korban Pesach is done. Now, when is the Korban Pesach brought? The Korban Pesach is brought. The earliest time that you can bring the Korban Pesach is after the Tamei Shabbat Harbayim. Tamei Shabbat Harbayim, the earliest time is Chatzos. Even that's a little too early, 6.5 hours. 12:30, 6.5 hours. So the earliest time that you can bring the matzahs, that you can bring the Korban Pesach is Sheshu Mechza. So they want to also prepare the matzahs at Sheshu Mechza. So that's why by the Chassidim, the Rebbe's for sure, they go and they bake the matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Vilna Gaon says, of course this doesn't make sense. Because when are you going to do an Erev Pesach Shechol Yosef? What are you going to do this year? No one guaranteed, no Chassidim, nobody, no Rebbe's, nobody is baking matzahs Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. And we know the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. If the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and we know baking matzahs is not Docha Shabbos, so the comparison is not correct. And therefore, there's no inyan to bake the matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You should bake it a week before, a month before, 2 months before. Buy your matzahs, order them from the shul, go to ShopRite, go get them from Eretz Yisrael, pop it, whatever you like. But there's no reason to bake the matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So what's the answer to the Vilna Gaon's question? So they say as follows. No. You know what the Chassidim do? They bake the matzahs Motzoi Shabbos. How can you bake matzahs Motzoi Shabbos? You can't bring the Korban Pesach Motzoi Shabbos. You can't bring the Korban Pesach at night. You can only, because why? Because we already said, Kodshim cannot be brought at night. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank explains as follows, and I heard the same thought from Marenu Rabbeinu Rav Shachter Shlita, who explains as follows. Beautiful, beautiful Mahalach. He says as follows. We already explained that the Korban Pesach, and the way we're going to say this is as follows. The Korban Pesach has two aspects to it. There are two parts to the Korban Pesach. There's two layers to the Korban Pesach. First of all, the Korban Pesach has a halach of kodshim. It's a korban. It's a korban like every other korban. Number two, it also has an added element of being a special korban called the Korban Pesach. From the kodshim side, the general shem kodshim, we know that it has to be brought by day. If it was just a Korban Pesach without the general Shem Kodshim, in fact, we would be able to bring the Korban Pesach at night. But because it has an element that it's a Korban like every other Korban, it's a Shem Kodshim. It's not just a Shem Korban Pesach. It is a Shem Kodshim like every other Korban. That teaches us that even though we want to bring the Korban Pesach at night, because it has a Shem Kodshim, a regular Korban also, as a Shem Korban Bialmos, so you can't bring it by night, you have to bring it by day. The matzah, the baking of the matzah, is not compared to the Korban Pesach als its Shem Kodshim like a regular Korban. It's compared only to the specific Shem Korban Pesach. So from the Karban Pesach's perspective, you actually can bring it at night. It's only because it's a din kachim that you have to bring it by day. But the matzah has something special. It's compared to the Pesach without being compared to the fact that it's kachim. It's compared just to the Shem Pesach. So therefore, the matzah has something even better than the Karban Pesach. The matzah, we usually bring it Erev Pesach after Chatzos, when the Karban Pesach is usually brought. But if you can't do it then, we can actually do it, Motzai Shabbos. So again, I don't know when, I have to speak to my friend Bizi. I'm not sure when, I don't know, does he fake matzahs? When he comes home from shul, then they run out to a chabur. I'm not sure if they're machmir for this, but some people are machmir. Some people are very machmir for this, and they'll bake the matzahs, Motzai Shabbos. You can't bring the Karban Pesach light. Yeah, that's because it has a din kachim as well. The matzah is compared to the Pesach, but it doesn't have the din kachim. So the baking of the matzah can be done already Motzai Shabbos, right before the Seder. So that's something very interesting. So let's come back to the uniqueness of Karban Pesach. The uniqueness of Karban Pesach is that it's a carbon that has a shein kachim, that therefore we're forced to do it by day. But because of the fact that it's a Karban Pesach, which is being brought to recall and remember and relive the events that took place at Mitzrayim and the Nisim that Hashem did for us, it really belongs at night. We have no choice but to do it by day. So we'll do it after the Bein Arbayim. That's the pshara. If we say like this, now we can understand the suffix of the Bnei B'Seira. But Eber said, they didn't remember if the Karban Pesach was Docha Shabbos. What do you mean? Look at the Karban Tamid. What's the difference? The Karban Tamid is Docha the Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. By both of them, it says Moado in its time. Just like the Tamid is brought in its time. And in its time means even Shabbos. So too the Karban Pesach is brought in its time, even Shabbos. So the answer is, no, the Bnei B'Seira, they were big Lamdanim. That's not just Machavek, but the Bnei B'Seira, they forgot. They were clearing the following shiloh. Maybe, when do we say that a carbon that's a zman kavua, that has a set time, is docha the Shabbos? When the mechayiv of the carbon is the time that you bring the carbon. I'm going to say that again. When do we say that a carbon that has a set time is docha the Shabbos is only when the ikur zman of that carbon is the day of Shabbos? So let's take a carbon tamid. I bring a carbon tamid on Thursday. What's the time that requires me to bring a carbon tamid on Thursday? Thursday. Thursday tells me that on Thursday I have to bring a carbon tamid. Okay, fine. Then I come to Friday. What's the zman that's koveya, that's mechayev, that causes me to bring a carbon tamid on Friday? Friday, every day, I have to bring a carbon tamid. Okay, now it's Shabbos. What's the zman that's mechayev me to bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos? Shabbos. Every day you have to bring a carbon tamid. Thursday says to bring a carbon tamid. Friday says to bring a carbon tamid. And Shabbos says to bring a carbon tamid. They all say to bring a carbon tamid. What is the zman when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Or the truth is, every Erev Pesach, you bring a carbon tamid Erev Pesach. That's Yud Dalid. What is the zman? What's the ikur zman of that carbon? It's not Yud Dalid. It's Tesvav. Tesvav, Leil Tesvav, is the mechayiv, is the reason why I'm bringing this carbon. Okay? So I can't bring a carbon at night, so I bring it by day. I'll bring it as late as possible, as we explain. I'll bring it as late as possible. I can't bring it on Yom Tesvav, because that's already too late. It's after the miracle. I really should be bringing it on Leil Tesvav, you can't bring a carbon at night. So we have to move it back. We have to pull it back a little bit, only because of a side problem that I can't bring Karbanos at night. But Yom Tesvav is Karbanei. But the Ikar Mechayev of the Karban Pesach is not Yom Yudalit. It's Leil Tesvav. It's the next day. So I would have thought that maybe, and Bnei B'Seira did think this was their suffix, maybe the Karban Tamid is Docha Shabbos because Shabbos is the Mechayiv of the Karban Tamid. Shabbos tells me, yeah, today I have to bring a Karban Tamid. Okay, so it's a Zman Kavua. But when the Zman that's Koveya me to bring my Karban Pesach is not the Shabbos that I'm bringing the Karban Pesach, it's the next night, Remember, Erev Pesach this year falls out on Shabbos. Yud Dalit falls out. Pesach this year falls out Matzoi Shabbos. So when we bring a Korban Pesach on that Shabbos, it's not that Shabbos that's mechayev the Korban Pesach. It's never the day that you bring the Korban Pesach that requires the Korban Pesach. It's the night. It's that night. That later that night, that requires me to bring Korban Pesach. It's almost like a heksher. My Korban Pesach today on Yom Yudalid is a heksher to the Ikur Mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, which is going to take place at night. Now, this very much relates to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis that says that the Ikur part of the Korban Pesach is eating the Korban Pesach. Lo bo mitchilosu el la'achila. So the whole ikur of the Korban Pesach, the nes happened at night, the achila happens at night. It's all leil tesvav. So why am I bringing it on Yom Yudalit? I have no choice. I can't bring a carbon at night. But maybe that type of carbon, where the mechayiv is not today, it's tomorrow. So maybe that's not docha Shabbos. That's the Shvili Ha'avoda. Sefer Shvili Ha'avoda. Rav Lieberman gives this hezber in the suffix of Bnei B'Seira. The suffix of B'nai B'Seira is that this is very different than the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid you bring on Shabbos because Shabbos is Mechayev, a Karban Tamid. But this year we bring a Karban Pesach, it's Docha Shabbos, despite the fact that the Shabbos is not the Mechayev. The Leil Tesvav, the Matzai Shabbos is the Mechayev. Maybe when you have a Karban, that the day that you're bringing it is not the Ikur day, it's a later time that requires me to do something today. Maybe that's not Docha Shabbos. And that's the suffix of B'nai B'Seira. Hillel has to come and tell me, no, there's no difference. The Shechita and the Akrava also is important enough to be able to be Docha, to be able to be Docha the Shabbos. This is very, very important to understand. This is why Dafka, the Korban Pesach, is brought after the Tamid Shabbat Abayim, as we explained, because the Ikur Zman of the Korban Pesach is the nighttime. And for that reason, I would have thought that maybe it's not Docha Shabbos. Only when the Ikur Zman is Shabbos, then your carbon's Docha Shabbos. When the Ikur Zman is not the day that you're bringing it, that's not a carbon that has a kvius zman that is Docha the Shabbos. That's the suffix of the B'nai B'Seira. Now, something very interesting. Let's keep this in mind for a second. It means what we're saying in a nutshell is that the Korban Pesach really should be brought later, but we pull it earlier. We actually make it earlier than it's supposed to be. Right? That's the whole Yisodia. The Pesach should be later, but because of its din kachim, we make it earlier, which is why we explain that there's room, even if you're machmir for the minhag, the minhag of Rashi, to bake the matzos at the time that you bring the Korban Pesach, which is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, or after Sheishu Mechza. So even though the Korban Pesach can never be brought at night, but because the Ikur Zman for the Pesach is at night, the baking of the matzos actually can be done at night because it doesn't have the same restriction of Hakrovas HaKorban that cannot be done by day, that cannot be done by night. That's an interesting mahalo. Now, let's take it one other angle element and let's create a contrast now. Contrast. In the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. When is the ideal time to count Sfiras HaOmer? When's the ideal time? So we know the halacha is you have to count the Sfiras HaOmer. You have to count Sfira at night. That's the way we pass it. You have to count Sfira at night. If you miss the night, you can't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha when you count Sfira by day. So the question is, how late or how early at night should we be counting Sfira? How early or late should we be counting Sfira? So, Tosfos in Menachas Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and I actually put this down in the third Marah Makom. If you take a look, Tosfos says you actually can count as early as Bein Hashmashos. Imagine today was the 10th day of the Omer. Tonight is going to be the 11th day of the Omer. So I can't count the 11th day now. It's 9:47 in the morning. It's the 10th day. I can't count today as day 11. It's 9:47 a.m. I have to wait till I get much closer to the night of the 11th. So how late do I need to go in order to say today's the 11th day? So Tosfos begins by saying, You can actually count Ben Hashmashos. You don't have to wait till it's Vaday Laila. You can count Ben Hashmashos. As a matter of fact, if we think about it, it might even be better to count even earlier than Ben Hashmashos. And the reason why is because when we count the 11th day, I want to capture in my sphera of the 11th day, the entire 11th day. So today is the 11th day, which is about to start in a minute from now. So my counting captures the entire 24 hours that are about to come of the 11th day. Matter of fact, Tosfos actually says this. Tosfos says, maybe afilu biyom samach l'chashecha. Maybe you can count Svira Sa'omer, even by day, samach l'chashecha, before it's nighttime, even before Shkia, even before Ben Hashmash, before Shkia, you can already count the 11th day. That means today Shkia is what, 550? 550 is Shkia. Maybe you can count, Tosfos says, 547, 545, maybe even from Plag. You can already count today is the 11th day. And actually, that's a great thing. You know why? Because we'll chap more tmimus. Other mishum tmimus, because I'm going to lay out. You want to try to capture as much in your count as you can. So if tonight Shkia is 550, about 550, so maybe we should count to 545. And that's what Tosfos suggests. But then Tosfos says, no, ain't nearer. That you can't do. You can't count that early. You have to wait at least till it's a little bit later. Some Rabbanim are machmid till tzeis. Others are say you can do it ben hashmashos. We have to look in Shulchan Aruch, figure out what's the ikar halacha. But the very fact that Tosfos suggests that you can actually count Sfira the day before. Now, not that early. You can't count now. It's 9:47 a.m., 9:50 a.m. But you can count 5:45 p.m., 5 minutes before. And by the way, we actually gain something because we'll capture the entire day of the 11th day of Sfira. Tosfos ain't nearer. Why ain't a nearer? Why not nearer? So there's a Rashba in the Shubas that writes as follows. Really, we should be counting. Really, we should be counting the day before to capture more of the 11th day, the whole 11th day. But the Rashba writes, how can I say on day 10, today's the 11th day of the Omer? You can't do it. I mean, it's true that we really should be counting earlier to catch more of the Sfira, but you can't because you can't count today's 11 if it's really 10. You can't say something that's not true. You can't say today is the 11th day of the Omer if it's not yet the 11th day of the Omer. So it's interesting now. Very interesting now. Let's understand. Sfira, according to this position in the Rishonim, it sounds like, and we paskin, by the way, not like the Shita, we paskin like the Rajma. We pass on like the Tosfos that says you can't do this. There are those we showed them who want to count the Sfira before the actual day comes. But what do? We count it later because we just can't do it earlier. We can't. We can't count today's 11th day if it's not the 11th day. So when it comes to Sfira, that which should be done earlier, we do later. That which should be done earlier, we do later. The Karban Pesach, we developed the whole Mahaluch, that which should be done later at night, we do earlier. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Iker Zman Karban Pesach is at night. But we can't do it at night because of Yom Tzavosos Karban Ehem. So that which should be done later, the Karban Pesach, we actually do earlier. Sfira, we actually should do earlier. We actually should do it before. Before this month to catch Tmimus. So when it comes to Sfira, that which should be done earlier is done later. When it comes to Pesach, that which should be done later is done earlier. Everybody hear the difference between the two? The Karban Pesach, that which is really the Iker Zman is later, we do earlier. And Sfira, where the Iker Zman is earlier, we can't do it earlier, so we push it later. Number of years ago, I was discussing this, I think, with Danny Turk, with Warren Levy, with some of the Chevra. I believe it was Warren who said the following Yesod. said it actually makes a lot of sense to say that when it comes to Pesach, where everything is done quickly, b'chipazon, where everything's done fast, we have to move. We have to eat the carbon bevachadam was a b'chipazon. So it makes sense that that actually plays a role in halacha, even in the carbon Pesach. That which we have time to do, we have time, we can do it at night. That which should be done later, we don't wait. We do it earlier. We push what's later to be done earlier. However, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Yisod of Kabbalah HaTorah, so it's interesting, Kabbalah HaTorah is different. Kabbalah HaTorah, you can't rush learning. You can't rush learning. You can't rush. I remember Rabbi Yitzchak Kalin was once talking, he was giving Musar Shmuz to the Chevron in MTA or YU, and he was saying he heard some of the boys talking. And he said, the boys were saying, someone was behind in the daf. It's behind, and appeared someone saying, we'll run through the five daf. We'll catch it. We'll run through the daf. We'll daven up the daf. We'll daven it up. We'll say it quickly. I think the yesod is, and by the way, if we look further, we'll find that Rabbi Tzadik says this very beautifully in his very first os. His very first piece in Tzitka Satzadik. I actually printed it out. You have it in front of you. He says as follows. When a person first gets into something, gets into a sefer, a shir, he gets into a masechta, he starts learning something new, it has to be done with chipazim. It has to be done quickly. It has to jump. It has to be a brand. If we're starting a new masechta and we're not excited, maybe we'll learn this. I'm not excited. That's not a good sign. We have to, when we start something new, when there's a hischachos, which Pesach is about hischachos, about renewal, you have to come with a brand. You have to come with an excitement. You have to come with fire. It has to be with the slavos. Otherwise, how can you, if you're not excited, if you're not on fire now, what's going to happen in 2 weeks when you have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning? It's not going to happen. So the beginning of something racious, knisas ha'adam, la'avodas Hashem, sarach le'yos b'chipazon. It has to be done b'chipazon. It has to be done quickly. Like we saw in Pesach Mitzvah, she'nechal b'chipazon. Why? Because when a person wants to remove himself from Olam Hazeh shtickle, a person wants to remove himself from the tanugos of Olam Hazeh, and he wants to throw himself into the world of Olam Haba, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world of Torah Mitzvahs, you can't be lazy because the pull of Olam Haza is too strong. So if you don't jump fast, if you don't skip and move, if you're not b'mehera, b'chipazon, it's not going to work. However, once a person's learning, once a person's already mekusher, once a person's already connected to the Torah Mitzvahs, and now he's in the middle of a masechta. He's in the middle of learning. He's in the middle of a shir. He's in the middle of understanding. He's in the middle of the chavrusa. What are you going to say? We have to go fast? We have to go fast. You have to understand. You have to go slow. So when it comes to Pesach, that which should be done later, we actually move earlier. We want to go faster. When it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to the counting up to Shavuos, when it comes to Sfira, when it comes, that which should be done earlier, okay, so we'll go over it again. We don't have to go forward. We can make sure we understand it. If you don't understand it, so what are we doing? What's the rush? We have to make sure. That's why the halacha actually is. The Mishnayos say at the end of the ninth parak, I think, in Psachim, that the halacha is that Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten b'chipazon. But Pesach Doros doesn't have to be done b'chipazon. It has to be done. Now we're over there, Hashem. We're connected to the Baruch Shalom. We have to go slow. We have to think. We have to have some hisbon in us. We have to can't rush through everything. You rush through everything, it's not going to have an impact. In the beginning, there has to be a rush. So that which should be done later is done earlier. But when we're ready, counting towards Shavuos, counting towards Torah, counting towards, then that which should be done earlier, we push a little bit later. That's the yesod. Sometimes you wait. You let it sit. You let it absorb. I don't know about you, Chevra, here. I know for me, there's nothing like a leftover chicken soup. The chicken soup on Friday night is beautiful. I love my wife's chicken. It's delicious. But you know, you eat it on Tuesday already. The matzo balls and the chicken, it's been absorbing into the soup. It develops a whole different taste. You can't. Is anybody relate to this? Am I the only one? You have to let the Torah sit in us. You have to think about a question. It's nothing like someone who says, I had this question. The Chassam Sofer writes in different places, I had this question for 35 years. I have this question for 35 years. My whole life I was bothered. The Chassam Sofer writes in one place, my whole life, the moment I became a Bardas, I was trying to figure out where's the source for Gerushin is Geir, Kekotan Shanol Adami. He sat on a question for 40 years. You sit on a question. When you sit on something and you let it percolate, you let it sit, you talk about it with friends, you meet someone, a Rav on the street, you share the question, you don't get a good answer, you keep asking another Rav, you keep going. That's the way you remember that, you remember for the rest of your life. When things come too quickly, I think I learned this when I was younger, but I don't remember it because you went too fast. So that's the Yisod, the Karban Pesach, the Suffolk, let's review. The Suffolk of the B'nai B'Seira was that the Karban Pesach really is a Karban that's done later. It's really a Karban Halayla. So the Ikar Zman is not Yom Yudalid. The Ikar Zman is Yom Tesvav, is Lel Tesvav. Maybe that Karban whose Ikar Zman is not Shabbos, is not Docha Shabbos. That was the Suffolk of B'nai B'Seira. It's much better than just saying B'nai B'Seira forgot where the Pesach is Docha Shabbos. They had a Lamda Shekler. They had to figure out where the Pesach is Docha Shabbos. And we explained that because of that, it's only because Pesach is a Din Kodshim. It's a Din Karban. So Karbanos can't be done at night. But the Matzah can be done at night. Even if you want to keep Matzah parallel to the Pesach, it is parallel to Pesach because Alts the Pesach Shabbos, it really is a carbon halayla. It is done at night. Because it's a carbon, it can't be done by day. But matzah is not a carbon. So the matzah, if you want to be machmir for the minhag of baking the matzah at the zman that you bring the carbon Pesach, then the matzah also can be baked at night on Motzai Shabbos. And it could be that some people will be baking the matzah this year on Motzai Shabbos. And we also explain, based on this, that when our sons ask us, how come this Pesach is different? How come this carbon is brought after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim? So the answer is because it's not a carbon Talmud. It's not a carbon Shel Yom Yudal. It's a carbon Shel Laila. It's a carbon Shel Lel Tesvav. It's an exception to the rule. Okay, we can't bring it on Lel Tesvav. We'll bring it on Yom Yudal. But let's show that it actually belongs to the next night. So I'll bring it after we already closed the door on Karbanos of the day. Now we'll bring the carbon Talmud Shel, now we'll bring the carbon Pesach Shel Laila. Now we're bringing the carbon Pesach Shel Laila. And that's, of course, why we don't bring it. We don't bring it on Yom Tesvav. That's too late. Yom Tesvav, we're already in the Midbar. We're already there. The miracle already happened. The Gula already took place. We're too late. When it comes to the Knisas HaSa'adim of Avodas Hashem, it has to start B'chipazim. But we also explain that when it comes to Sphere, when it comes to already, after we're already involved in Torah Mitzvahs, and we want the taste to absorb, for there to be a blia, for there to be an absorption into the neshama, that we can't go fast. You can't rush through. We have to think. We have to contemplate. We have to work on something. We have to sit on a tosfos. That's how we're going to be. Be'ezras Hashem, be mekabel the yomtov of Pesach b'chipazon, and then get ready for Matan Torah shelo b'chipazon, but with calmness and esvarness. Be'ezras Hashem, shelo bizoche to celebrate a wonderful Pesach and the wonderful Kabbalah Satorah.